Greetings, greetings, and welcome to another episode. Let's start off with kissing.
Kissing, something we often think of as purely cultural or romantic, may actually have roots stretching back over 17 million years. Researchers suggest that early primates engaged in behaviors resembling kissing, not just as a sign of affection, but as a way to exchange information, strengthen social bonds, and even share immunity. This means that what you might see as a simple gesture of love has a deep evolutionary history tied to survival and connection. You should know this because it reframes kissing as more than just a human invention. It is part of a biological toolkit that helped our ancestors thrive. By exchanging saliva, early primates may have been sharing microbiomes, building immunity, and reinforcing trust within their groups. That matters for you because it shows how something as intimate as a kiss is also practical, shaping health and social cohesion. Understanding this can help you appreciate how everyday actions carry hidden layers of meaning and impact. This knowledge can help people you know by highlighting the importance of physical connection in human relationships. In a world where digital communication often replaces face-to-face interaction, remembering that touch and closeness have evolutionary benefits can encourage healthier, more grounded relationships. It also underscores how biology and culture intertwine. What feels romantic today may have started as a survival mechanism millions of years ago. This could change society as we know it by reminding us that intimacy is not frivolous, but fundamental. If science continues to uncover the health benefits of behaviors like kissing, hugging, or other forms of closeness, it could influence how we think about public health, mental well-being, and even how we design social spaces. It challenges the idea that affection is secondary to survival. Instead, it shows that affection is survival. Another important piece of information is that this study connects human behavior to a much larger evolutionary story. It suggests that kissing is not just cultural, but biological, and that it has been passed down through countless generations. That means when you kiss someone today, you are participating in a ritual that links you directly to ancient primates and the long arc of human evolution. Ultimately, the article is about more than the first kiss. It is about how something so ordinary carries extraordinary weight in shaping who we are. You can take from this the idea that connection, whether romantic, familial, or social, is not just nice to have, but essential to our species. It is a reminder that the smallest gestures often carry the deepest roots.
Interesting. You know what else is interesting? Questionable DNA.
Single-celled organisms, which many people assume are simple, actually have a more complex DNA epigenetic code than multicellular life. Epigenetics refers to the chemical modifications that control how genes are turned on or off without changing the DNA sequence itself. Researchers found that these tiny organisms use a wider variety of epigenetic marks than plants, animals, or humans, which challenges the assumption that complexity in life always scales with the number of cells. You should know this because it reshapes how we think about biology and evolution. For years, the narrative has been that multicellular organisms are more advanced, with more sophisticated systems for regulating life. This discovery flips that idea on its head. It shows that single-celled organisms may have developed intricate ways to survive in diverse and hostile environments, and that their genetic regulation is far richer than previously imagined. That matters for you because it highlights how much we still don't know about the foundations of life and how even the smallest organisms can teach us lessons about resilience and adaptation. This can help people you know because epigenetics is directly tied to health, disease, and aging. If single-celled organisms have more complex epigenetic codes, studying them could reveal new mechanisms for controlling gene expression that could lead to breakthroughs in medicine, such as better cancer treatments, therapies for genetic disorders, or even ways to slow down aging. It also underscores the importance of microbiology in everyday life. Those invisible organisms in soil, water, and even inside your body may hold secrets that could transform healthcare. This discovery could change society as we know it by expanding the scope of biotechnology. If scientists can harness the epigenetic complexity of single-celled organisms, they might engineer new ways to produce sustainable energy, clean up pollution, or create more resilient crops. It also challenges the hierarchy we often place on life forms, reminding us that simple does not mean less important. That shift in perspective could influence how society values biodiversity and conservation, recognizing that even microscopic organisms are vital to the planet's future. Another important piece of information is that this research shows evolution is not a straight line toward complexity in multicellular life. Instead, it is a branching process where different organisms develop unique strategies to survive. Single-celled organisms may not build bodies, but they build intricate molecular systems that are just as sophisticated. You should also know that epigenetics is a rapidly growing field, and discoveries like this one are likely to accelerate new technologies in genetics, medicine, and environmental science. Ultimately, the article is about more than microbes. It is about rethinking what complexity means and where it resides. You can take from this the idea that life is endlessly inventive, and that solutions to some of humanity's biggest challenges may come from the smallest organisms. It is a reminder that science is full of surprises, and that humility in the face of discovery is essential if we want to keep learning and growing.
And of course, we're still evolving.
Human evolution continues. For over 10,000 years, communities in this region have adapted to extreme altitude. Instead of suffering the debilitating effects of hypoxia, many Tibetans have developed physiological traits that allow them to thrive. Studies show that women with average hemoglobin levels but higher oxygen saturation have better birth outcomes, meaning their bodies have found a way to deliver oxygen efficiently without thickening the blood, which can cause complications. You should know this because it challenges the idea that humans are finished products. We are still changing, still adapting to our environments. This matters not only for people living at high altitudes, but for you and those around you because it demonstrates how flexible and resilient the human body can be. Understanding these adaptations could lead to medical breakthroughs for treating conditions like chronic lung disease or heart problems where oxygen delivery is critical. It also helps explain why some people can climb mountains or live in thin air without the same risks others face. This knowledge has the potential to change society as we know it. If scientists can learn how these genetic and physiological traits work, they might be able to apply them to broader health challenges. Imagine treatments that mimic the Tibetan adaptation, allowing patients with respiratory illnesses to use oxygen more efficiently. That could transform healthcare for millions worldwide. It also reframes how we think about human diversity, not just cultural or social differences, but biological ones that are still unfolding. Another important point is that this evolution is a living example of natural selection. It shows that environmental pressures continue to shape us, even in modern times. The Tibetan Plateau is a natural laboratory, reminding us that climate, geography, and biology are intertwined. As global environments shift due to climate change, other populations may undergo similar adaptations. Recognizing this helps prepare us for a future where human biology continues to evolve in response to new challenges. Ultimately, the story of human evolution on the Tibetan Plateau is not just about one community. It is about all of us. It proves that humanity is dynamic, resilient, and still in motion. You can take inspiration from this. The human body is capable of extraordinary change, and science is only beginning to understand how.
Ghosts are real.
There is a massive underground experiment in China where scientists have built a giant spherical detector beneath a mountain to capture what are often called ghost particles, neutrinos. Neutrinos are incredibly elusive, passing through matter almost without interaction, which makes them difficult to study. Yet this detector has managed to catch them in ways that suggest they may not behave exactly as current physics predicts. That's why the story is so compelling. It's not just about a new machine. It's about the possibility that our understanding of the universe is incomplete and may need to be rewritten. You should know this because it shows science in action, pushing against the boundaries of what we think we know. For decades, physics has operated under certain rules, but neutrinos have always been mysterious. If they are breaking those rules, it means there are forces or particles we haven't yet discovered. That matters for you because the technologies and insights that come from these discoveries often ripple outward into everyday life. Think of how quantum mechanics, once an abstract theory, now underpins semiconductors, lasers, and medical imaging. Neutrino research could eventually lead to breakthroughs in energy, communication, or even medical science. This can help people you know because it demonstrates how curiosity-driven science often leads to practical benefits. Even if you never see a neutrino detector yourself, the knowledge gained could change how energy is harnessed or how diseases are treated. It also inspires a sense of wonder, reminding you that the universe is still full of mysteries waiting to be uncovered. That sense of possibility can encourage younger generations to pursue science, technology, and innovation, which benefits society as a whole. This discovery could change society as we know it by forcing us to rethink the foundations of physics. If neutrinos behave differently than expected, it could mean new physics beyond the standard model, which is the framework scientists currently use to explain particles and forces. That opens the door to understanding dark matter, dark energy, and other cosmic puzzles that directly affect the fate of the universe. Imagine living in a world where we not only know these mysteries exist, but can harness them. That would transform energy systems, space exploration, and even how we understand life itself. Another important piece of information is that this experiment is part of a global effort. China's detector joins others in Japan, Europe, and the United States, showing that science is a collaborative pursuit across borders. It's a reminder that the search for knowledge is universal, and breakthroughs in one country can benefit everyone. You should also know that neutrinos are produced in massive numbers by the sun, nuclear reactions, and even supernovae. Studying them helps us understand not only physics here on Earth, but also the life cycles of stars and the evolution of galaxies. Ultimately, this article is about more than ghost particles. It's about the human drive to explore, to question, and to push beyond the limits of what we think is possible. You can take from this the idea that science is not static, it is alive, evolving, and capable of reshaping the world. The massive sphere under a mountain in China is not just a detector. It is a symbol of how far we are willing to go to uncover truths that could redefine our place in the universe.
As always, it is truly a pleasure taking a moment to spend with you all in the quiet corner. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads, peace.